USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that the average number of COVID vaccines administered per day in the U.S. has fallen below 2 million for the first time since March. That slowdown is happening as close to half of adults in the nation have received at least one dose. White House Senior Advisor for COVID Response Andy Slavitt says the drop-off is not unexpected. He tells CNN that the key will now be in reaching those who are still hesitant to get vaccinated, but that the administration is confident that progress will continue to be made.
I think there are a number of people who would describe themselves as sort of on the fence. And when they say on the fence, they generally mean one of two things. Either they want to see the data, so they want to see what happens when other people are vaccinated. And there's great news because we've vaccinated so many people with such great results. And secondly, they mean, you know, I want it to be a little bit easier because I'm maybe younger and I'm probably not willing to jump through some of the hoops that people early had to jump through.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
During a visit to a Border Patrol facility on the southern border on Friday, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas repeated that the border was closed, as he touted a steep decline in the number of unaccompanied minors being held in Border Patrol facilities. But critics say that's hard to believe with migrant apprehensions at a 20-year high. Congressman Troy Nels says the administration's efforts to stem the flow of illegal immigrants has done nothing. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that during a recent border visit, he saw migrants from more areas than just the Northern Triangle countries making the crossing.
Kamala Harris the other day was talking about the Northern Triangle, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, and the number of people entering up through Texas. But what we noticed in Yuma, as many of these individuals that are coming through the borders there outside of Yuma and San Diego are not from the Northern Triangles. They're from Russia, Cuba, Brazil, Romania. Russia and Romania, 6,000 miles from the Northern Triangle.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
One of the nation's largest fuel pipeline operators has temporarily shut down a major pipeline following a cyber attack. Colonial Pipeline says they took certain systems offline, temporarily halting all pipeline operations after a ransomware attack began Friday night. Colonial's pipelines supply fuel to much of the U.S.'s East Coast, carrying more than 2.5 million barrels of fuel a day from refineries on the Gulf Coast to states in the East and South. Senator Roger Blackburn says federal authorities will move quickly with their investigation. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that she feels investigators will try to ensure a similar attack doesn't happen again.
I do feel that federal authorities will push forward quickly to get to the bottom of this. And one of the things we know is finding out what is the genesis of these attacks is something they're going to have to do more quickly.
And the star of some of the most iconic rock music videos of the 1980s has died. Wendy King reports.
The actress who starred in Bachelor Party has passed away. Tawny Katane, who married Whitesnake's lead singer David Coverdale, was famously on their videos. She also appeared in Seinfeld as Jerry's girlfriend in The Nose Job and co-hosted America's Funniest People in the 90s. She was married to baseball player Chuck Finley and was charged with domestic abuse for allegedly kicking him in the face with her high heels. Katane died at her home in Newport Beach, California, at the age of 59. The cause of death has not been determined. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.